Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 60 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies. Lows dip down to about 34 tonight, clear skies. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, highs level off around 51. A blend of clouds and sun Saturday with highs around 49, 59 Sunday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 52 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. A motorist has passed away after experiencing a medical emergency early this morning on Interstate 70 near Paxico in Waubunsee County. Waubunsee County Sheriff Eric Kirsch said the 38-year-old man died after extraordinary and heroic life-saving efforts by first responders. There were no reports of a vehicle crash in connection with the incident. The man's name has not yet been released. Kansas City is seeing an influx of short-term rental applications from residents interested in hosting their property during the World Cup. The city opened up special permitting in December that allows people to host short-term rentals from May 3rd to July 31st. City officials have estimated about 500,000 people will travel to Kansas City for the World Cup, and expanding access to short-term rentals is seen as essential for housing everyone. I'm Stephanie Austin.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Blind? Low vision? Eyesight changing? You are not alone. Connecting with blind and low vision people can provide support and expand your understanding of what is possible. We are making our own choices every day, but we are also stronger together. To learn more, visit us on the web at blind.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Today, Wyandotte County Commissioners will decide whether they'll give back a portion of the new sales tax revenue to pay off a domed stadium for the Kansas City Chiefs. The stadium would go in the far western portion of the county. About 45 people spoke Tuesday night at a public hearing. Only a couple of them supported the way that the potential deal is drawn for Wyandotte County. A Kansas agricultural economist is weighing in on the continued rise in beef prices. Beef prices at the grocery stores continue to climb, and many shoppers assume the increase is simply the result of fewer cattle on the market. But experts say the long-term picture is more complicated, and the biggest driver may be consumer demand, not just herd size. The U.S. cattle herd has been shrinking for decades, according to Kansas State University agricultural economist Glenn Tonser. He said having fewer cows than the year before is not unusual. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Cleanup efforts are still ongoing in the Grand Island, Nebraska area after thousands of gallons of wastewater from the Grand Island JBS plant had spilled into a nearby ditch on Monday night, Tuesday morning. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that according to an email that was sent to the county board as of Tuesday this week, the Hall County Emergency Management Agency had reported that a pump had failed, resulting in approximately 7,800 gallons of the, quote, diluted wastewater ended up in a ditch at the plant. As of the latest update from Wednesday evening, JBS had confirmed that the spill that happened on Monday was being worked on with state officials and regulatory agencies to address the problem safely, and said the environmental response that workers have been working on is still moving forward. Both the emergency management agency for the county, along with the company at JBS, said they were taking samples and monitoring wildlife in the area, noting that nearby fish seemed to be okay. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
The winter season is the time for recovering from the year's harvest, repairing equipment, planting winter wheat, and preparing for the upcoming season. So what's in store for the next year of farming? Here at the Mid-America Ag Network, we'll keep you informed on the latest news and information to help you prepare and rebuild. From legislation in Washington to the latest technology on the farm and outlooks for the new year, the Mid-America Ag Network will be here to help keep you prepared for the upcoming challenges on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Is your flow running low? It's time to call Weniger Drilling. Maybe it's time to upgrade your well to a new solar pump. Weniger Drilling also offers numerous services, including water well plugging, sanitation, and co-compliance. Call today for a free estimate, 316-729-5881, or find them online at WenigerDrilling.com.
Weniger Drilling.
We'll bring that water up.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington, Morroville, and Hanover-Hollenberg fire departments were dispatched to a report of a house fire Saturday in the 300 block of West 1st Street in Washington. No immediate details available. Marshall County Spelling Bee is Thursday at Marysville High School. Students from Axtell, Frankfort, Marysville, and Valley Heights Public, as well as Good Shepherd and St. Gregory schools, will participate for a chance to advance to the state contest in March. Public may attend the Spelling Bee at 9 a.m. Thursday in the Marysville High School auditorium. Kansas Department of Transportation has approved projects statewide, including Washington County, on K-148 from the U.S. 36 junction north to the state line, as well as K-234 from Hanover east to the K-148 junction and K-243 east to the Pony Express Station. The successful bid on the 12.5-mile milling and overlay project went to Hall Brothers of Marysville for $3.6 million. An EMT class is scheduled mid-February through July and will be held in Frankfort at the ambulance station Monday and Thursday evenings. Tuition assistance may be available through local EMS services. For information, contact Melody Tomer at Frankfort City Hall, 785-292-4240. Kansas Farm Bureau is accepting applications for Century Farm and Sesquicentennial Farms, which need to be at least 80 acres in continuous family ownership for 100 or 150 years, respectively. Deadline for application is May 15th. More information is available online at kfb.org/Century Farm. Nominations are being accepted for Kansas Master Farm Families. If you know a farm family that's involved in volunteer and other work within your county, you may nominate those through the K-State Research and Extension Administrative Office, 785-532-5820. List their name, town and county of residence. Those will be submitted through the K-State Extension Offices, and Extension Councils will then select one family from each county or district to submit an application form, which will then be forwarded to the State Selection Committee. Marshall County Arts Cooperative Senior Saturday this week will showcase pottery works by Eric Stern, who will speak at 9 a.m. A complimentary breakfast for senior citizens age 55 and older will serve from 8 to 10 a.m., and a public reception will follow 10 to 11 a.m. at the Arts Center in Marysville. Marjorie Marge Meineke, age 98, passed away January 29th. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday at 1 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Marge Meineke. Karen L. Hunter, age 67, of Topeka, passed away Monday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Visitation Tuesday, 6:30 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Karen Hunter.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Downsizing on your mind, but you don't know which direction to go? The Waterville Housing Authority is here to steer you in the right direction. With clean apartments, reduced cost of living, and great neighbors, you wouldn't want to move anywhere else. With one or two bedroom options available immediately for tenants of any age, call 785-363-2239 or check out the Waterville Housing Authority Facebook page for applications and more.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated therapy department that knows the importance of therapy, and we have employed therapy staff that are not contracted. Our staff are employees and work with hospitals with discharge plans and therapy outcomes. Our therapists also work at the Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. Please come by and look at our success stories. We have a high percentage of residents that come for short-term therapy after hospitalization and return home. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-336. 3528.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the lower to upper 60s, westerly winds 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Staying sunny as we head into Friday, still warmer with our highs in the lower to upper 50s, and mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Some sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 40s and mid 50s, then staying partly cloudy over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Sunday with our highs in the upper 40s and upper 50s, then staying partly cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Monday with our highs in the lower to mid 60s, then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Some rain showers are possible into Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then some rain showers possible into Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. And more rain showers possible throughout Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early February 40, record high on this date 66. The average low 17 and the record low is minus 17. Sunrise this morning 7:32. Sunset this evening at 5:51.
Parsley may be the world's most popular herb, and not just because it looks nice on your mashed potatoes. More about the agreeable garnish today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 5th, the 36th day of the year. Baseball's Hammer and Hank Aaron has a birthday, and the city of Phoenix, Arizona was incorporated on this day in 1881. If you only think of parsley as a garnish on your restaurant plate, well, maybe you don't know much about parsley. It's been used for centuries to soothe insect stings, improve skin tone, and aid digestion. It's been used in folk remedies for everything from hair loss to treating bruises. And the herb's high chlorophyll content makes it a good odor absorber. Chew on a sprig to tame garlic breath. If you plan on adding it to your springtime garden, pots or planters are the best option. Then you can move out of the summer heat, which can turn its leaves bitter. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Valentine's Day is all about love. Whether it's written in the perfect Hallmark card or wrapped in ribbons and bows, Reflections in downtown Marysville is here to help you show your love. From funny and sentimental gifts to gourmet chocolates and candies, an adorable Valentine's Day plush. Take advantage of buying one Valentine card and getting a second at half price. You're guaranteed to find gifts everyone will love at Reflections in downtown Marysville. Find something you never knew you needed at Reflections.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Need a car for an out-of-town trip or just while yours gets fixed? Gunover Auto Sales in Marysville has awesome rental options, clean rides, great prices, and super friendly service. Whether it's a quick errand or a weekend getaway, they've got your wheels ready. Rentals available at Gunover Auto Sales in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. As the Kansas City Chiefs continue on with their process and moving over to the Kansas side of the line, individuals of Wyandotte County say they're a bit concerned with the way that the stadium is actually moving forward within Wyandotte County. As the latest county meeting led individuals to criticize the proposal with concerns about how it's being built.
This deal came up, I thought, what an insult. You want us to own the house and you want all the benefits of the landlord. You want us to pay the taxes and the upkeep, but you want to take the rent money.
We should never have been put in the position of an NDA that we cannot talk to every single person in here when we're being asked questions. I didn't like it when I was proposed with it, or presented with it. I was told, well, if you don't sign it, you'll leave the meeting.
That audio from KSN News, where according to the county, they say they want the sales tax and revenue or the Star Bond District and the local base revenue area to be the same.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
With preparations for college football season right around the corner and months away, a new addition has been announced to the Kansas Jayhawk football team as high school star from Hayden High School in Kansas, Xander Blazing, has committed to play to the Kansas Jayhawks. KSNT News reports that Blazing did wrap up his 2025 season, helping the Hayden High School Wildcats finish off with a 12-1 record for the regular season and their appearance in the 3A state championships. Blazing was also named as the high school all-star linebacker for the Wildcats after recording 95 tackles, having 1.5 sacks, and recording 3 interceptions, 2 of those going for touchdowns. He also went through the season playing both sides of the line after playing as an offensive end and playing tight end for the Wildcats. The announcement came after a post on social media from Xander Blazing saying, quote, "Beyond blessed to announce my commitment to KU football. Thank you to Coach Sims and the entire staff for believing in me. Hashtag Rock Chalk." The 2026 football season for the Jayhawks kick off on September 4th. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville High Wrestlers Thursday evening at Concordia will be at Silver Lake this Saturday.
Stay informed with everything happening inside the Twin Valley League Athletics with the TVL Rundown, airing every Friday during the 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. news blocks on KNDY. Join myself, Max Blasky, and Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight as we talk everything Twin Valley League Athletics. Catch the TVL Rundown every Friday on KNDY or check out the extended podcast version at kndyradio.com. Your go-to spot for TVL sports is the TVL Rundown.
Friday night basketball tips, Marysville at Rock Creek on AM 1570, FM 94.1, Hanover at Axtell Live on FM 95.5, and streaming at BVTV on their YouTube channel.
Make homegrown onions part of your diet. Their flavor is guaranteed to add zest to your meals, and their health benefits include lowering the risk of many cancers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Onions can be started by seed, sets, or plants. Grow your own onions from seed by starting indoors for easier sprouting or to compensate for shorter growing seasons. Select the onion that best fits your taste and growing conditions. Long day onions start developing bulbs when the days are 14 to 16 hours long, perfect for the north. Short day onions start bulbing when the days are shorter, making them the best choice for the south. And always be careful when growing onions indoors. Long day onions should receive only 12 hours of light a day to prevent them from bulbing before they reach the garden. Start onion seeds in clean containers filled with a well-drained potting mix or seed starting mix. Keep the mix moist and move the plants under artificial light or in a sunny window as soon as green appears. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
A lot of people enjoy root beer, but how did a drink that contains no alcohol wind up with beer in the title? And exactly what root is the basis of this drink? All of those questions and much more can be answered here. I'll take you to the authority on root beer next on the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
When a drink is called root beer, there has to be a root in its history somewhere.
Sassafras root is one of those that if you dig it up and crack it open, it smells like root beer.
As Reed Andrew explains, there were other roots besides sassafras that people as far back as the 1700s were using to create the drink we today know by that name. However, it wasn't commercialized until around 1875.
Charles Hyers turned root beer into a commercial product that became really successful at a time when medicinal drinks and teas were being experimented with and created.
At the time, though, Mr. Hyers may have considered calling the drink something besides the name we know it by today.
He nearly went with root tea because it was a medicinal drink, and people did call some root beer creations teas. He went with root beer, and I think that paved the way and changed the future.
Of course, this beer didn't have alcohol in it, but perhaps the name helped make it more popular during Prohibition.
I don't know if they felt like they were drinking beer, but it might have been, it was a big plus for root beer to get to take the place of alcohol in that little way.
And root beer remained an important drink after the repeal of Prohibition as well. Reed has his own museum to root beer that you can visit. More about that next time as we travel the countryside in Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin. I'm Andrew McCray.
Axtell Knights of Columbus annual consignment auction will be Saturday, February 7th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. Accepting consignments through Friday, February 6th. Selling tractors, trailers, machinery, ATVs, skid steer attachments, lawnmowers, and boats, plus livestock supplies, new Milwaukee tools, hedge posts, trusses, lumber and tin, miscellaneous shop equipment, good tools, tires, hay bales, collectible toys and coins, guns selling at 11 a.m. For additional information, see their sale bill online at kansasauctions.net. Annual consignment auction for the Axtell Knights of Columbus, Saturday, February 7th, begins at 10 a.m. Running three rings, the posts sell at 10:30, guns sell at 11, machinery sells at 1 o'clock. For additional information, phone 785-736-2787.
If you or someone you know is struggling with a mental health crisis, the American Farm Bureau can help. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They have a one-stop program for mental health support as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Is everything okay with you? Things we can't control, such as economic uncertainty, vulnerability to weather events, the pandemic, and limited access to health care, add stress to an already demanding job on the farm. Farmers and ranchers should not have to struggle with the added mental stress all on their own. The American Farm Bureau has an online program called Farm State of Mind that is specifically geared towards farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Terry Moore is the organization's vice president of communications. She says any farmer anywhere can jump on their website to find resources and help if they need some support.
We have a directory on our website for all across the country, resources for counseling. Our big effort now is just to let everybody know that it's okay not to be okay. The stigma associated with mental health support and counseling is so unfortunate because, especially in the pandemic, we have recognized that it has been a very, very difficult time for a lot of people.
The directory features listings for county and statewide mental health crisis hotlines, support lines, counseling services, and other resources in every state. She says they also provide training for people who interact with farmers and how to recognize that somebody might need help.
We have a whole training program for people just to be able to identify and offer some support, a referral really, not to be a counselor, but to recognize the signs of when someone may need that support. So we have that training program, which is free and available.
Learn more about Farm State of Mind and how to find help for yourself or a loved one at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If you've been thinking about finding a church home, or you made a New Year's resolution to reconnect with your faith, St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville would love to welcome you. This is Pastor David Thompson. Life is full of questions, challenges, and new beginnings, and faith can bring a sense of hope and direction that makes all the difference. Whether you've been part of a church before or you're just starting to explore what faith might mean for you, there's a place for you here. Join us each Sunday at 10:45 a.m. and discover a community where you can be yourself, belong to something meaningful, and become who God created you to be. You are invited to St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, the place to believe, belong, and become.
Imagine begging, not to receive, but to give. That's what Paul says about the Macedonians. Hi, I'm Rob West with a Faith and Finance Minute. In 2 Corinthians 8, 1 through 4, he says that in the midst of severe trial and extreme poverty, their joy overflowed in rich generosity. Paul says they gave according to their means and beyond their means, entirely on their own. And here's the detail that stops us. They were begging earnestly for the privilege of sharing in the support of the saints. They weren't pressured. They weren't guilted. They weren't looking to be generous. Grace had captured their hearts so completely that giving felt like a gift. That's the picture Scripture holds out for us. Not giving as obligation, but as a participation in God's work. Manage your finances wisely with the easy-to-use FaithFi app. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance from your app store, or learn more at faithfi.com.
A great way to start your Saturday, join the Marshall County Arts Cooperative for Senior Saturday this Saturday as ceramic artist Eric Stern shares his experience in pottery creations. With two events, Senior Saturday runs 8 a.m. till 10 and is free for adults 55 and older with a complimentary breakfast of casseroles, biscuits, and gravy and sweets. Then the public is welcome to join a reception from 10 to 11 a.m. Enjoy MCAC's Senior Saturday this Saturday at the Leadham Center for Fine Art in Marysville, starting at 8 a.m. with ceramic artist Eric Stearns, with a public reception beginning at 10 a.m. Learn more at marshallcountyarts.org.
Come home with independence you deserve. The Hanover Housing Authority has a place for you. Comfortable, affording housing in one- or two-bedroom apartments close to schools and businesses around Hanover. Apartments are income-based and applicants must pass the approval process. Live the style of life you prefer, all while staying connected to the community. Offering housing solutions to Hanover and beyond. Contact the Hanover Housing Authority today and live independently together.
Alliance is now World Insurance. While the name has changed, we're back at home on Broadway in Marysville. As always, providing the dependable service that you've counted on when it comes to auto, home, and commercial coverage. As independent agents, let us shop for the best value for you. Call or stop by World Insurance. We're next door to Blue River Eye Care in downtown Marysville. Open 9 to 5, Monday through Fridays.
You'll meet a cheerleader for farmers and farming today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics lists 417 fatal injuries in 2022 in the category of agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting. About three-fourths of those involve crop and animal production. Farming is one dangerous occupation. Food for thought. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. When Ellie Gaudent was in college, she interned with Nyman Ranch in the Denver suburb of Westminster, Colorado. A few months later, she was hired full-time as a farmer advocate.
I was living the big city life in Denver, Colorado, working for Nyman Ranch, supporting farm families, including my family back in Iowa, only now from afar.
Gaudent talks about Nyman's approach with the 750-plus farms raising beef, pork, and lamb for them.
Knowing where your food is coming from just makes an incredible impact. Know who you're supporting by what you're buying and what you're eating.
Gaudent grew up on an Iowa farm, which her family still operates. She and her husband, Steve, have their own place in Iowa now.
In the evenings, we watch the beautiful sky as the sun sets over the horizon. Not far from where my parents watched the same sunset. It won't be long before the songbirds return from their winter migration, buds form on the trees, and again, the dormancy of brown turns to green. This is the life we choose. This is our life on the farm.
Gaudent was speaking at an event sponsored by the food-focused nonprofit Food Tank during the recent Sundance Film Festival in Utah. I'll have another story from that event tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Following a stretch of winter volatility, much of Kansas enjoyed a welcome break this past week with increased sunshine and warmer temperatures. This shift in weather has provided a boost to field conditions, though it hasn't yet triggered a major surge in market activity. Across the state, trade remains slow to moderate, with demand sitting in the light to moderate range. While producers are making more inquiries, actual movement and pricing have stayed largely steady for both alfalfa and grass hay. In southwest Kansas, dairy quality alfalfa is trading between 90 cents and 95 cents per point of relative feed value. Good quality stock or dry cow hay is being delivered at $120 to $130, while grinding alfalfa is holding steady in that same price bracket. Moving into south central Kansas, the market is similar, though alfalfa pellets saw a slight bump, trading $5 higher this week. Ground and delivered alfalfa in this region is currently fetching between $140 and $150 per ton. The southeast region reported a few price increases, specifically for stock cow and large square brome, which both ticked up $5. Good quality stock cow hay there is trading between $155 and $165. Meanwhile, central Kansas is seeing premium alfalfa and medium squares move for $250, with small squares reaching as high as $315. Grinding alfalfa in the central part of the state remains stable, with large rounds and squares being delivered for $100 to $110. And finally, looking in the north central and northeast Kansas regions, grinding alfalfa was the outlier, trading $5 lower this week. However, good quality stock cow hay is still seeing strong delivery prices between $160 and $170. Blue stem grass hay in the northeast is moving for $9 per bale in small squares, or between $85 and $100 for large rounds. Overall, the market is holding its breath as producers wait to see how the next turn of winter weather impacts spring demand. We'll keep a close eye on hay around the state until the next report that comes out on next Tuesday.
Imagine your work day starts like any other, then suddenly, everything you've worked for is under threat. Prevent cyber attacks before they happen with PTCI Protect. Our managed firewall secures the front door, and endpoint device protection stops the attack on every computer, every time. With our powerful backup restore feature, never worry about losing your data. No ransom paid, no downtime lost. You built your business. We'll protect it. PTCI Protect. Protect your business today. Visit PTCI.net to get started.
Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience from starting in the 1940s, Hydro Resources has been drilling and servicing wells for commercial and irrigation needs. With 15,000 wells drilled and counting, we are determined to help you with all your water well drilling needs and service. Give Hydro Resources a call at 620-227-2389 or check them out online at hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, the safe way to your water well drilling needs.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Nutrien has released a new tool to help farmers make better, more precise decisions. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Amy Crozier, Senior Marketing Representative with Nutrien, says that the company has developed a new calculator designed to help farmers make more precise, data-driven decisions. She explains how this tool can support better planning and improve efficiency across an operation.
So Nutrien, we have a site called Nutrien Economics, that's economics with a K. And what it is, it's a resource for farmers to go to take the latest research, agronomic information, and make it into usable information on the farm to make profitable decisions, to maximize ROI, yield, and their crop nutrients. So the new calculators that we have is the input calculator. This goes beyond just fertilizer. It goes to being able to put all the inputs that it takes to grow that crop. And so you can put those in to help you plan and figure out what nutrients you want to be putting in, how that's going to impact your bottom line.
Crozier encourages farmers to rely on available tools to maximize efficiency and make every application count.
Because at the end of the day, we know we need fertilizer in order to grow those crops, but we also need to make smart decisions. We need to know what we really need in order to make those goals. And my recommendation is start with that soil test. Really look at your business, understand what those numbers really are. And the other thing that we need to also realize is we need to be careful how we market. And so understanding how we market our grain at the end of the day, what we're going to get for it, and preparing for those input costs ahead of time is really what I recommend. Because at the end of the day, we know we're going to have to put inputs in to get that yield.
Nutrien's Amy Crozier. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, go to agriculture.com.
Whether you're a full-time rancher or part-time adventure seeker, make sure your ATV, UTV, quad, or side-by-side are protected. At Blue Valley Insurance, we carry a range of policies that cover different types of risk to your off-road vehicles. Maybe someone gets injured, property gets damaged, or a collision with a vehicle or fence. The right insurance can help with out-of-pocket costs. Ride with confidence, knowing you're protected with Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Colton Tripp. With the start of a new year, now is a good time for cattle producers to start thinking about female retention within their herd. K-State Extension cow-calf specialist Jason Warner discusses what producers should keep in mind when evaluating replacement females and the resources they require. He highlights the importance of understanding the initial investment.
And really, I think it's important for folks as they think about those female retention decisions. Those are really, really critical because, you know, as you think about bringing a group of females back into that cow herd, you know, they have a really substantial impact on the economics of that cow herd. When we think about the initial upfront costs that we have on those females, their investment costs, because they're a long-term capital and investment that, you know, we make the decision to bring that female or that older cow into the cow herd. And our initial upfront investment cost on her is very important because we want to try to make sure that we can get a good rate of return on our investment and on our money there that we put into that female.
Warner encourages producers to utilize these winter months to consider long-term operational goals.
I just really think that now is a really good time of the year for folks to be thinking about their goals and their plans for this year. Some folks have already made their female retention decisions, and other people still may very well be in the time frame where those things and those decisions are going to come to fruition for them, and they're going to evolve here over the next several months as things develop. But I really think now is a good time to be thinking about long-term goals for your operation. What type of growth do you want to have? Is it a situation where you want to try to expand on the number of productive females that you've got in the cow herd, or are you going to be looking to basically maintain the numbers that you have?
There's a spreadsheet developed by K-State Extension Specialists available to help people make these heifer and cow decisions, says Warner.
And essentially what it does for us is it allows us to be able to calculate out a net present value. Okay, net present value, which is a term that we use for essentially just the value of the female, if we're going to take the opportunity cost and invest that in and get a rate of return that's equal to if we took that female and just invested that money elsewhere.
That was Kansas State University Extension cow-calf specialist Jason Warner on an online tool available to assist cattle producers in replacement female decisions. Find the spreadsheet at www.agmanager.info. I'm Colton Tripp, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Cook & Company is proud to support the Nemaha Central FFA chapter leaders and members. From Cook & Company in Seneca, with the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors, is celebrating 30 years in business with expanding employee benefits, including BCBS Health, Delta Dental, and Disability. Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center is proud to support the Belleville and surrounding area FFA chapter leaders and members for the great job they do. From Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness. Stat Brothers Petroleum is proud to support all the area FFA chapters. Thank you to the chapter leaders for teaching youth about the wide world of agriculture and the importance of ethics and responsibility. From Stat Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, and Falls City, supplying fuel, propane, and oil.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Moving through a Thursday as we get a little closer to the end of the trading day. Over in the grains market, we continue to see high green numbers all across the board, and that has been the theme so far today. For the seeds market, we have mixed to mostly higher numbers across the board, with those green numbers being rather deep into the green. And for the livestock, the cattle continue to be deep into the red, while the hogs are now mixed to mostly lower across the board. In the corn market, March corn up 5 3/4 at 435 and a quarter, May up 6 cents at 443 even. Kansas City wheat for March up 7 1/4 at 537 1/2, with May up 7 cents at 549 3/4. In the oats market, March oats up 4 3/4 at 311 3/4, with May up 6 1/4 at 317 even. In the bean market, March beans up 19 cents at 11 11 1/4, May up 20 1/4 at 11 25 even. Soybean meal for March up 7 30 at 303.50, May up $7 at 307.30. Soybean oil for March is down 9 cents at 55.57, with May down 8 cents at 56.10. In the canola market, March canola up 350 at 662.60, with May up 330 at 673.50. In the cotton market, March cotton down 57 cents at 61.67, with May down 59 cents at 63.40. Looking at the currencies markets for the first time today, in the U.S. dollar index for March up 15 cents at 97.64, with the June USDI up 13 cents at 97.35. The euro for March, however, is slightly in the red, down to $1.18, with the June euro also slightly in the red at $1.18. The Japanese yen for March is in the red, down to 63 cents, with the June yen slightly in the red, but at 64 cents. Looking at our midday stock market numbers, and the Dow drops 500 points, NASDAQ craters for a third day as stock sell-off gains steam, with the Dow Jones down 504 points at 48,996, the S&P 500 down 71 points at 6,811, and the NASDAQ down 276 points at 22,627. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience from starting in the 1940s, Hydro Resources has been drilling and servicing wells for commercial and irrigation needs. With 15,000 wells drilled and counting, we are determined to help you with all your water well drilling needs and service. Give Hydro Resources a call at 620-227-2389 or check them out online at hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, the safe way to your water well drilling needs.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Heartland Bank is proud of the area FFA students for their dedication and hard work on projects related to the ag industry and community affairs. What you learn now will be valuable in the future. From Heartland Bank in Odell, member FDIC, equal housing lender, small town banking at its best. Hamas Trucking Incorporated proudly supports all the area FFA chapters and thanks them for teaching local youth the skills that will ensure a promising future in the diversified agriculture industry. From Hamas Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking, truck and trailer repair. Blue Valley Door is proud to support the local FFA chapter where young people learn about the ag industry. From Blue Valley Door in Beatrice, we serve and install all styles of garage doors and openers, seamless guttering as well, for farm, industrial, and residential garage doors and openers.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors backing away from AI-related stocks were dragging down the broader market this morning. The Dow was down 480 points and back below 49,000. The S&P and NASDAQ were each lower by 1%. A day after payroll processor ADP released figures showing a marked slowdown in private industry hiring last month, the Labor Department says 231,000 out-of-work Americans filed their first claims for state jobless benefits last week, an increase of 22,000 from the prior week. No relief for house hunters. The National Association of Realtors says home prices in the final quarter of 2025 rose in nearly three-quarters of metro areas. Prices rose the most in the Northeast, up 5.5% compared to a year ago. After eight decades, Minute Maid is ending production of its canned frozen orange juice. A spokesperson for parent company Coca-Cola cites shifting consumer preferences for the decision to pull its frozen juice concentrates. Jim Ryan, ABC News.